You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Dropping is Mahomes. Fires middle of the field. Ball's intercepted. The ball is picked off. Are you kidding me? Devin Lloyd bringing it back again. Along the left sideline. 50, 45, 30.
Be a long 20, highlight.
10, 4.
Tackle him.
Push him out of bounds.
Devin Lloyd. Tackle him. Of the field. Yet another interception.
He leads the league in interceptions. Really?
Lead.
Yeah. How many?
Devin
number four.
Yeah, he's number four.
Good for he is having a great
yes,
year.
He is.
So
yes,
far.
He is. Yes,
took,
he is.
Took him a little bit of time. Yeah, he's been a little banged up and just kind of, I know they've had a bunch of different coordinators and stuff down there.
Yeah.
Who
was the coordinator last year? Was it Nielsen when they were doing like wholesale hockey line changes and stuff?
Remember
like
that?
Yeah, man.
Ryan Nielsen. Everyone was so furious when the Falcons didn't keep him. And I'm sure he's a good coach. I'm not trying to say he's not, but like,
whatever, man.
It was an interesting. It was like, are you sure? Like that? We're gonna anyway. Foye Oluokun, by the way,
yeah, still playing well.
Still making tackles.
Yep, still
everywhere.
Playing well.
14 tackles
yep,
last night.
Well,
Foye
man.
Just
still
out there.
Still playing well.
The sixth rounder out of Yale.
Yeah,
just out there
well,
tackling
man.
Everybody when he plays. Fun Monday Night Football game last night. That wraps up Week 5.
Damn.
Right? Yeah. Jacksonville wins 31-28. Crazy finish. If you didn't see it, Trevor Lawrence takes the snap. Gets his foot stepped on by a lineman, falls down, tries to get up, falls down again.
Yes.
Somehow no Chiefs were able to get back there in time. He picks himself up, scampers into the end zone.
Yeah, because I
was a touchdown.
They say he's going to try to throw it out the back of the end zone, but he's like, hell, there's a lane.
There's nobody around
me.
I'm just running.
And then a lot of the Chiefs players were loafing. They were in man-to-man, so a lot of them had their back to him.
Yep.
But you want to talk about Chris like just loafing their ass off, man. And, you know, great win for Jacksonville. You know, still, and listening to their coaches post game, that Duval, don't do him justice, man. This is a fiery dude,
yeah,
man.
Yes, yeah.
He's a real fiery dude.
Spunk.
Seems like he has a lot of spunk. I mean, that's going to be the word for the week, spunk. It seems like he's a
it is, it's
Duval.
Fun. It is, it's fun, though, when people come in and you don't know that much about him. His rise has been quick. And then something like that happens, you kind of make fun of him a little bit.
Yeah.
It's almost like the Sirianni, like, opening press conference when he was kind of couldn't put his sentences together. If you can coach, you can coach.
Yeah.
And he certainly can coach offense. I mean, that's why he is where he is. And hadn't had a job, hadn't kept the same job for more than 2 years.
I know,
ever.
Man. He's been, you want to talk about fast, high, fast rising?
It's crazy.
Yeah,
one of the fastest.
Yeah, man. But I think, you know, going back to Sirianni, Sirianni needs to take the over play call in Philly. That's how he got his head coaching job. This new guy, I know that's your boy. I know you came in. I brought you in. Here's a quality control guy. When I got the head coaching job here, you just ain't ready to call these plays.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
It's a shame how, because, right, they had, who was
there? They had Shane Steichen.
Shane
was there, yeah.
When they made that Super Bowl run,
yes.
And then they had to replace them, and
then
it was
they
a
replaced
disaster.
Them. Yep.
And then they replaced them, and, and it was
Kellen Moore
yeah. and that was great. And then they have to replace him.
Yeah.
So every other year, you get
man.
It right, you get it wrong. You get it right, you get it wrong.
Yeah, man. So right now, it seems like they got it wrong, man. But, yeah, good win. That's a great win for Jacksonville right there. And, you know, the Chiefs, they're just, you know, they're not winning those games the way they won them last year. You mentioned already they've been real sloppy. And then the thing about it is that they want to run the football and help Patrick Mahomes, but they can't really help him if they can't run the ball.
It's weird, though, because those guys were effective. Like, yep. Hunt was averaging seven yards
that
a carry.
Pacheco was averaging
5 yards a carry.
But they go away from it.
Yeah, they only ran it 14 times with them. You need 10 more carries.
Come on. You were up by 14. That's what I'm saying.
You were up by
14 run the ball.
Points. Exactly. Yes. Like, now, again, that the game was so crazy because, you know, Jacksonville trying to go in for the touchdown and Trevor Lawrence tries to reach over the goal line, fumbles it.
Yes.
And then Chiefs go down, score again, make it 14-0. It was always kind of back and forth, but 14's a lot. Run the football. Anyway, here's Kirby Smart as he and the Georgia Bulldogs are getting ready for Auburn on Saturday.
I don't know anything I can do to mitigate that because this is going to be a physical game. I mean, you have to practice football to get good at football. They'll practice this week, just like we'll practice this week. We've had, I guess, the same number of byes they have, right? So we've had two. I'm assuming they've had two. I don't know if they've had their second one yet, but it all evens out. You can't really look at that and try to make an excuse for it. So it is what it is, and we got to go play well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're going to love it if you're Auburn to be able to have the week to kind of rest and then start getting ready when you're playing Georgia at home at night. Like, that's all beneficial.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it is. You know, we always talk about they whine and moan and groan. And, oh, we can't beat Georgia, Alabama back to back, so we need to move the Georgia game. Whiny asses. but
You still got to play them.
You still got to play them.
You know?
And we still beat them.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so, I mean,
that's the thing. Move it wherever you want. We still got to play them.
Yeah, but I think, you know, this is going to be a tough one, man. I think, you know, and I was thinking, you know, that's what Georgia is. They're going to practice hard. You know, it's going to be more Kirby's whole mentality is to make the games harder. I mean, make the practice harder than the game. It's going to be a physical game. It's going to be a fun game. It's going to be a game where young players are going to have to deal with adversity. Jordan Hare is one of the loudest places in the country. But when Georgia's there at night, and I've been there, played there, we played them at night, lost on the last, it's loud as hell. And it's going to be just like that. And they're trying to write their season and turn it around. Everybody all over Hugh Freeze. Mm-hmm. What better way to get them off your ass than to beat Georgia?
There's no better way
to get them off your ass than to go in to have Georgia come in there and you upset them. Yeah. That is what they in the upset mind. They give up a lot of sacks with a very athletic quarterback. Georgia can't sack the damn quarterback, so does this give them an edge? I don't know. But I know this thing, that them corners are going to be tested because Auburn got two studs. Yeah. I know we mentioned Cameron a couple weeks ago. I know that, you know, you talk about Jeremiah Smith and Ryan Williams and these boys, the kid from Miami. This dude is on that level right here, man.
There's so
this dude
many.
Is on it, this dude, that dude, Cam Young is on that level.
Especially in the SEC and the Big Ten. There's so many good young wide receivers right now.
Yes.
It's crazy. Yeah, he's
on that level.
He's definitely on the level.
Yes.
Now, Jackson Arnold will throw it to you.
Yeah, he'll turn it over. But the thing about it is,
he can run, though.
You got to catch it.
Yeah, you do.
That's the biggest thing. George dropped four interceptions.
I know.
You got to catch it. You think, go back to the Alabama game. You got to catch it. Throw it right. Ty Simpson was on fire.
Right to you.
And he threw it right to you, Bolden. Got to catch it.
Got to catch it.
You got to catch it.
Yeah, you're right, though, about it. That's kind of like with Georgia and what they've been the last handful of years. They don't lose many.
Yeah.
If you can beat them, you can keep the Wolves away for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Kalen DeBoer was able to do it.
Exactly.
And then you parlay. I mean, that's the two.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done it twice now.
Yeah.
So they're like, all right, maybe. And then they beat Vanderbilt, and now everybody seems to be a little bit more calm.
Yeah. Which,
understandable. We know what it is. You can win your way out of anything.
Yeah.
Only thing that matters.
Like, Bobby
Petrino is the head coach at Arkansas again.
Anything is possible. Anything is possible!
And his record wasn't even that great there.
This dude was a national embarrassment to a university and still got the damn head coaching job back.
But he's the winningest coach they've had in about 15 years, so they got to bring him back.
More than Houston Nutt?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He was post-Houston Nutt, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying. If that man could get that job back, and if Hugh Freeze could use the company phone to call hookers, anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
You win enough games, you put up enough yards on offense.
You can call as many hookers you want to.
Well, it's just a part of his process, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's what he does to get his head
in the game. Gotta ease his mind.
Yeah.
You know, texts a couple hookers, designs a couple plays.
Yeah, you know.
He's quirky. He's quirky like that, you know? He likes to go on motorcycle rides to ease his mind.
That's all.
And it's helpful when a 25-year-old employee that the is getting paid by the university is on the motorcycle with him.
Yeah.
Just, it helps him get ready. Get your mind right. Everybody's got their process.
Unbelievable.
Hey, the Hawks played a preseason basketball game last night, and here's a highlight from it.
Jacob holds it there. Now back out it goes, Durisic. He shoots straight away, and he makes it. Nikola Durisic makes the three-pointer.
Yeah,
so it's 117-109. The Rockets leading.
Well, I mean, that's a hard one. Nikola, I don't know how to say it. Durisic. So there you go. He's not going to play much, so it's okay.
No.
That right there is a perfect example of what last night was, though. Guys getting out there. They played 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 guys last night.
Yeah.
Might as well. Get a little sweat.
I mean, more important than anything, you got to find some cohesion. We talk about the preseason and everything for the Falcons and being out of rhythm. These guys are playing the preseason, ain't they? So they should hit the ground running.
Exactly right.
They should hit the floor running.
See, the Hawks mean business.
Yes.
That's serious. That's how you know they're taking it seriously.
They're serious about all this.
Although guys always play in the preseason. Play about 15 minutes and you'd be good to go. When is the first actual game?
It's not long. It's later on this month.
It's not far from now. The 22nd. Okay, 22nd of October. So yeah, that's coming up.
Yeah, man.
Today's the 7th. That's like 2 weeks.
It was crazy because another story about Giannis wants to go to New York City and everything. Like, they're not giving up Giannis for Cat. You had the Brunson in there.
No.
Yeah, there were a couple other dudes in there, man. Maybe even throw New York in there.
You got their Timothy Chalamet
Throw James Dolan in there.
Oh, by the way, the LeBron announcement was about Hennessy.
Yes.
So
that hen doggy dog, Andy.
Glad everybody got all worked up about that
God.
One.
What are we doing? Oh my God! Like he, really, oh my
what
God!
What did he say? He's bringing his talents to Hennessy.
Yes, I'm bringing my talent because he was with Lobos Tequila all
the
years.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah. He's going to Hennessy now.
Well, now he's a Hennessy guy.
Hen doggy dog. Ron got it. He got a hairline like he like Hennessy. This Wednesday, guys, join Dukes and Bell for a special live broadcast at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram. Come out and join the guys for great food and great drinks, plus a preview of Monday night's game. I'm sorry, plus a preview of this Monday night's game, preview or review. Anyways, this Wednesday, this is from 2 to Buffalo Cafe in Hiram with Dukes and Bell.
LeBron's officially Unk, right? Like he's Unk status?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Hennessy is the official drink of Unks.
No, it's not.
Everywhere.
No.
What is?
Crown.
Crown is? Oh, with the bag?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Ain't
nothing like that Unk with them damn creased out pants with the hammer ring on his jeans.
Yeah,
with that,
he's drinking Crown, huh?
Yeah, with the keys attached to his belt still.
I gotta reconfigure my stereotypes.
Yeah,
because in my stereotype, that man was ordering Hennessy.
Yeah,
all right.
Oh man.
Tonight's meal: tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah, right there with that.
Good to know.
Ring on his belt.
Usually I'm right on with those. You learn something new every day. So who's Hennessy the official drink of then?
Give me a second.
All right, we'll come back. Mike Conti's going to join us. He probably likes a little Hennessy from time to time. Could have used some on Saturday, that's for sure. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.